The TRC says the president should make a report. The president have abide by that particular clause in the TRC Act. The president have made a report. She will make the next report in 90 days' time. The president has reported, and that's it.
The president, in her report, said that she has set up a National Human Rights Commission, and the national legislature, failed to confirm all members of that commission. Here is the argument made by some that the person recommended to head that commission used to be a member of the TRC, and that person does not have credibility.
And again, James, let me first make it clear that those names that were submitted to the president, that she forwarded to the House of Senate for confirmation, that was done during the interim government. So it was not the president that selected these people. She met it on her desk. So she submitted those names. But now that the Senate has rejected those names, the president asked the Chief Justice, as is the procedure, to recommend. The Chief Justice set up a committee to vet some names. This committee is headed by Councillor Pierre Brown Boole, Philip Wissett, veteran journalist, and others that are on this particular committee. So once this committee has completed its work and the Chief Justice sends the names to the president will then submit the names to the Senate. That's how it is done.
The argument is that Pearl Boole, the lady you talk about, was a member of the TRC. And all indications are that as a member of that commission, she tried to undermine the commission, that she was mostly on the side of the executive branch. So people are saying it is not a credible commission to have her head that.
But again, James, I'm telling you, that committee was not set up by the executive branch of government. It was not set up by the president. This committee was set up by the Chief Justice. And so if there's an argument as to the composition of this committee, then that argument should be advanced to the Chief Justice. And someone can now hold the president responsible for that.
The president said in her report to the national legislature that she has requested the Law Reform Commission to work with the Ministry of Justice to consider all legal implications, including the Constitution and relevant statutes regarding the implementation of the TRC recommendations. There are those who say that this is a delay tactic, that there's nothing in the TRC Act that gives the president the right to form a law reform commission.
Those people who are making those arguments, Mr. Botte, this government has been consistent in saying that those provisions of the TRC that contravene our organic law, the Constitution of our Republic of Liberia, those will have to be reviewed by the necessary body. And so no one should tell us that we need to implement the entire TRC report without taking into consideration those ones that contravene our law. We disagree with that. So we are saying those ones that are implementable will be implemented. Those ones that borders on the Constitution, definitely those ones have to be reviewed. It is the president who has that right to do so. So, I mean, people just, you know, gave the president a chance. She has made the first report. The second one will follow in 90 days. They just, you know, wait and see what comes out in 90 days.
The argument that the deputy speaker makes is that the TRC Act does not give her the right to organize or to put together a law reform commission to review the legality of some of the recommendations in the TRC report.
With due respect to the deputy speaker, he is one responsible to make laws. There are those charged with the responsibility of interpreting the laws, and that right is reserved for the judiciary branch of government. He should concentrate on making the laws. The president will execute. The judiciary will interpret. That's how our country works.